This is John Thomas. I'm the author of a book entitled You Can Live It Any Way You Choose. Believe it or not, you can do it, and I will tell you it is really easy. First of all, I want to thank all of you for your many emails about my podcast and about my book. I do appreciate them, and it's nice to know that my message is getting through to a lot of people, to thousands of people. You know, it's really amusing, although it's serious, it's still amusing. If you look at the situation of the world today with respect to fat people, everybody is screaming about an obesity crisis. People are getting fat or obese. Half the world is overweight. And billions of people are doing this. It's a serious medical condition. Mrs. Obama wants to have a big program to have soft, sugary drinks kept out of schools. They have a lot of diet programs, a lot of exercise programs. But you know, this obesity condition, or fat or overweight, is not a strange disease that no one knows how it came about. It's not a virus. It's not a bacteria. It's not the flu. You don't need a vaccination. You don't need a shot. You don't have to take any medicine. It's serious. They talk about a medical crisis, but nothing is causing it. Think about it. Nothing extraneous is causing people to be fat and if or overweight, and if you are fat or overweight, nothing's causing you. You're doing it to yourself. You did it to yourself. And you know that people, or if you're one of them, are shortening your life. They're shortening their lives. They may have medical conditions, diabetes, stroke, heart attack, lots of other diseases. People are making their lives unhappy. It hurts them in so many ways. I assume that none of them would rather be fat if they had a choice. Now, let's look at the problem. And I will tell you, although it's serious, it's amusing. People have made themselves fat and unhappy on purpose. You really don't like to hear this. You want to have it be the fault of the fast food restaurants. You want the number of calories on a menu. You want to eat lettuce. You want to eat carrots, tomatoes, whatever. You're never going to be able to do that. Now, why would hundreds of millions of people, or you, if you're fat or overweight, intentionally make yourself fat and unhappy? It's crazy. It's insane. It's idiotic. It's stupid. You must agree to that. Now, why did hundreds of millions or billions of people make themselves fat? Everybody said, it's the food, it's the food, it's the food. It's not the food. The food just lays there. You have to pick it up, put it in your mouth, taste it, chew it, and swallow it. Then you're doing it on purpose. Let me tell you why, and it's really so simple, and I will tell you why. None of the programs that everybody is talking about will ever have any effect at all. It was more important to you emotionally to have that food in your mouth, to taste it, to chew it, and to swallow it, than it was to be thin. Think about it. You could have stayed thin or been thin anytime you wanted. It's totally within your control. You could say to yourself, you know, I'm not going to put all that food in my mouth, or I'll put different kinds of food in my mouth, or I won't put as much food in my mouth. But you didn't do it. You knew very well, and hundreds of millions of people or billions of people knew very well what they were doing. They got fat on purpose. No, did they want to get fat intellectually? No, of course not. That is idiotic and stupid. It was more important to them, think about this, emotionally, to put food in their mouths or your mouth than it was to be thin. You don't like to hear it, I know, but that's the fact of the matter. And the fact of the matter is, and you may like to hear this, you effectively had no control over what you were doing. People say, John, what are you talking about? What about personal responsibility? What about the rights of people to know what they're doing, their freedom of choice? You didn't have a freedom of choice. Why? Because it's an emotional need. Logically, you say to yourself, it was idiotic to get fat. It's idiotic for hundreds of millions of people around the world to be fat, to make themselves fat. And it's true. Logically, it's stupid and foolish and idiotic and self-destructive. So why they do it? Hundreds of millions of people can't be wrong. They didn't have a choice. I'll tell you, if you have difficulty with this, next time you're thinking of eating some food, I don't care what food, it doesn't make a difference, put the food in your mouth and think of how you feel emotionally Does the food make you feel good? Actually, it does. A lot of times people put food in their mouth and it makes them feel good. You know, people talk about comfort food. People put food in their mouth when they feel tense. It makes them feel less tense. It makes them relax a little bit. It's a positive thing for them. Because, and only because, this is the whole reason, they have an emotional need to put the food in their mouth. They have an emotional need to get the feeling, to stop being nervous, to stop being tense. Or for comfort food. They want to see how it makes them feel. They don't have a choice. They have to do it. What I'm telling you to do is forget about the weight. Forget about the food. Forget about diet and exercise. Yes, exercise is good. Yes, you should pay attention to your diet. But no, it is never going to make you permanently weigh less or permanently thin. In order to do this, and I will tell you this is so easy you will cry when you realize it, is to eliminate the need you feel to put the food in your mouth. That's it. That's the problem. That's the whole problem. Everybody in the world is trying to sell you a program, sell you food, sell you meetings, and they will come in and say, we will teach you how to be thin. They'll put you on a diet. They'll put you on television. You know, take you to a farm. Lose weight. Exercise. Put you on a treadmill every day. Realistically, nobody's going to do that. You can go to the gym all you want. You can try to diet all you want. Statistically, something like 97%, and I think that's low, of everybody who goes in any diet eventually regains the weight. Why would that be? I will tell you again. You feel emotionally comfortable weighing what you do. If you weigh 50 or 100 or 200 pounds more than you would like to weigh, you're doing it on purpose. And you don't have much of a choice because it's an emotional need. I'm teaching you how to eliminate that emotional need. It is that simple. Look, your weight is only a symptom of the fact that you put all that food in your mouth. Once you eliminate the need, you don't have to put the food in your mouth anymore. You will free yourself from the emotional need that you previously felt. You will no longer have the need, the emotional need to put the food in your mouth. You will no longer feel better with chocolate in your mouth, or apple pie, or fried chicken, or whatever you want to call it, roast beef. It doesn't make any difference. It won't be a necessity for you anymore. You eliminate the need you felt. You eliminate the problem. You solve the problem. After all, once you don't feel the need to put the food in your mouth, let me tell you, you are a free person. It is a thrilling feeling, absolutely thrilling to be free. You can weigh anything you want, because the only reason you'd be putting food in your mouth, or you call it eating, I call it putting food in your mouth, is because of nourishment. Why else would you do it? That's what food is for, nourishment. You're using food for emotional reasons. I'm going to tell you how to stop that, and I will tell you you'll become free. Stick with me. It's John Thomas. I don't want a penny of your money. This is all free. The reason I'm doing this is because millions, hundreds of millions and a billion maybe, people are overweight and fat, and they don't know what to do about it. I'm telling you what to do. It doesn't cost you any money. Don't worry about your diet. Don't worry about exercise. Yes, it's good for you. You should do it, but it's not going to help you permanently weigh less. Stick with me. Stick with my podcast. Go to my website and read my daily experiences. You'll get there. Stick with me. I'll do more podcasts. I'll take you through it, and you will be thrilled. This is John Thomas. See you next time. Goodbye.